Hello, everybody, and welcome, and have a good morning, hopefully, everyone. We are Scorch Mayhem of Band, say. Are starting to kick off the Rock of Ages. And we need the host, John Hallwood, with my three lovely guests. Chris Boulderdash.
That's wrong.
Mason McFalls and Chris Lambertino. So, here today we're going to talk about the bracket. On what we have is a very good bracket. We have Led Zeppelin going against Metallica. What do you guys think?
We instantly knew from the start this was probably the biggest match of our bracket, if not maybe the entire tournament, because this is like, this isn't something that you see every day. You know, these two amazing old school rock bands going head to head. It's just amazing to look at. I'm so excited for this first round.
It really is. And then we got some interesting facts about these two bands, of course. We'll tell you later on into our podcast and live show. And then we have our next matchup, Rolling Stones against Bon Jovi. And I want to point this out, and I want to go straight into this fact really quick. Bon Jovi, his first time being in this mayhem of music.
That's shocker. Complete shocker.
It is. Like, how do you forget one of the biggest New Jersey bands?
And surprisingly, Metallica's first time in the tournament as well.
Oh, yeah, with a lot of good songs.
How dare you forget about Metallica?
No, what we should really be saying, how dare we forget about Bon Jovi? Okay, so let's talk about a little. Our first song, our first band is Led Zeppelin. What do you think about him?
I think they're going to roll Metallica, honestly. One versus eight seed. I think it's going to just roll right over them.
Mason?
I'm a huge fan of both. So this is like two of my favorite bands colliding. So it's a hard decision, but you got to go for the people. And I think the people will know Led Zeppelin more. So Led Zeppelin's winning.
I don't know. I kind of feel like I feel like Metallica could pull it through. I feel like they could. You know, they make really good songs. Maybe some more of, you know, Metallica songs are better known to, you know, some of the more modern kids nowadays. I don't know how, but just like a lot of kids know Metallica for some reason. But yeah, in my opinion, I feel that Metallica could somehow pull it off.
And again, I made that bold prediction saying if Metallica pulls us in an overtime, I did say Metallica could win if they go to overtime. But anyway, that's the beauty. We don't know. And again, Led Zeppelin, big famous. And we're going to play our first. Oh, wait, Chris, you want to say something?
It's Nick, first off.
Nick.
Tune in tomorrow. Don't forget to vote at Knights Radio to find out the winner of this bracket.
Oh, yep. Don't forget about that. Go on Twitter at Sterling Knights and vote. You still have a little bit of time for that yesterday's live stream of popular present-day rappers. Little Uzi, who could be again, we'll tell you. How about that? So we're going to start our first song from Led Zeppelin, Kashmir.
Stars fill my dreams. I am a sun. The fairies will drown. And my eyes fill with sand.
We welcome you back to this live stream as you just listened to Led Zeppelin, Kashmir. And you guys, what do you think of that song? by them.
My favorite Led Zeppelin song, if you didn't know that already.
I'll be honest, I didn't know a lot of Led Zeppelin songs, but I can't tell you the name of half of them, but I hear them all the time. That was a banger beat. I'll give it that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I haven't listened to that song myself. I hadn't really heard of it, but that after listening to that, that was pretty good. I can agree. That was really good.
And what's really funny about Led Zeppelin is that you actually don't know how many songs you've listened to.
Yeah, because one song is like 8 minutes long. Could be worth two. Like Cashmere. That was eight minutes.
Oh, yeah.
If you're me, you know how long the songs are. So I know exactly what I'm listening to.
When I mean like by Led Zeppelin, I mean you hear this beat in a lot of...
It's your first time. Definitely.
You hear this beat in a lot of movies and games and stuff. And a lot of other songs that they use.
And that's why we think they're the popular choice.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why they're going to win. Because they're everywhere.
That is very true. They are everywhere. Again, let's talk about our next band, Metallica.
Ooh. Another 8 to 9 minute song band.
Well, they average around 5 to 6 minutes per song.
That doesn't make it any better.
So an album is like...
An hour? 2 hours?
They may not have as many songs as like a normal artist, but they make up for it in length of song.
And quality.
That is true.
If I will say, is better than a normal artist.
It's actually quite funny how these longer songs are better qualitied than like your shorter songs, like your 2 minute 30 songs, because the artist sends out so many of those 2 minute 30 songs instead of like a 6 minute. I mean, we can look at Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. That's a 6 minute song right there.
Yeah, that's a banger,
like,
though.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of different flavors in one. With Metallica and Led Zeppelin, you stick with it. You got rock, you got the metal drums,
you got the guitar.
Yeah, you got the throughout. you got each solo. You get a little taste of the guitar. You get a little taste of the drums.
The whole song.
Okay, yeah.
It's like a mouthful of guitar.
I know you guys come from like Bohemian Rhapsody is kind of like the Neapolitan of, you know, songs. It's long, has all different flavors. And then you have like, you know, Led Zeppelin, Metallica. It's kind of like, it's chocolate. That's what you're going to take. But the chocolate's still good. It's really good. Yeah. I know, I'm going on and on, but you understand.
Yeah, we understand.
Sound kind of hungry over there, Chris.
You have no idea.
Okay, let's get back to talking about Metallica here. And again, a new group. Let's just say the new kids in town.
Yeah, them and Bon Jovi are... I'm surprised, Bon Jovi. That's... That hit me. How? Seven times? Not once. But some facts about Metallica we have. Their most recent album was Helping Hand, and it was live at the Masonic... I think it's a theater, or... I don't know.
I think it was at a theater. I do remember hearing something about that.
And that was last year.
Not bad. So they're continuing their career.
Yeah, Metallica's it's still up there, so I don't see them ending anytime soon. They've had a lot of changes through the band. They've had 8 members throughout the creation of Metallica. Some were just they died or they quit the band. They're retired. Wow. They're done.
So really, Metallica's doesn't have its original band members.
It still does.
Oh, it still does, but it just... still does. Okay, that's actually quite interesting. Because
James Hetfield, Lars Ulrich, and Kirk Hammett are still in the band. They still do. James Hetfield on lead singer, Lars Ulrich on drums, and Kirk Hammett on, I believe he's guitar. They're still in the band. They haven't left. But they have a new bassist as of 2003. Robert, I'm probably going to butcher his last name, Trujillo?
It's probably...
I don't know. It's one of those Hispanic names.
Let's just go with that.
Yeah.
But we
do apologize for saying his last name.
Yeah. Sorry if you're a hardcore fan. But their first ever album was Ron McGovney, And that was a tribute to their first bassist, Ron McGovney, who played in 82 throughout 82. Kind of a short-lived era he had. And it was also known as the Garage Demo because it was made in Ron's garage.
Wow. There's something.
They didn't have, like, a official thing.
Like, official studio that they could go to.
I like to think of that's how every band starts out, in a garage.
In their own parents' garage, you know, yeah. Their parents, like, start making that ruckus.
Yeah, and just cut off the power.
Yep. I think every band probably starts out like that. Not all, but most.
Like to imagine. It's like a dream type of thing. That's what you dream of, how a band starts.
Again, we're going to go to Metallica's first song of today. It's called Enter Sandman. as we welcome you back from Metallica, who was playing Enter Sandman. And what do you guys think of that song now?
That song is a banger.
It's great.
I'll be honest, it's the only song I know from Metallica, but I love it.
Seriously?
I'm dead serious.
I'm not mad.
Nick.
I'm just disappointed.
Or should I say Chris?
Okay. That's too far.
Okay. So our next band is Bon Jovi. A big band. And lots to deal with. A lot of history. And definitely in New Jersey.
I love Bon Jovi. Absolutely. Second favorite artist under Billy Joel. But other than that.
And again, this is their first time ever being in this competition. And I could not believe that. And me and Strauss were looking at this, and Strauss could not believe that that Bon Jovi's never been in there in the tournament.
Even I'm surprised that Bon Jovi was never added into the tournament. I mean, he's such a great artist. He has came out with such great songs, and just the fact that this is a debut into this tournament, it kind of I'm surprised, you know.
And Bon Jovi with a lot of big songs. One of them is probably one that everyone remembers, Living on a Prayer.
Classic 80s rock song. Like, defines the 80s, I would say. That song.
Oh, yeah. And that's back when they had all that, when rock bands had that crazy long hair.
Oh, yeah. If you look at Bon Jovi now, it's completely different. I mean, he obviously got older, but it's just crazy to look at what bands today look like compared to what they did in the 80s. It's insane.
Oh, yeah. It's the presentation's different a lot now. And I think really Bon Jovi really did it with presentation and how he did his songs.
I mean, just look at when we do our next show, which is Tuesday next week. Don't forget to tune in. There was the difference between the older bands or singers compared to the new ones. Like, we got Nirvana, we got Fall Out Boys.
And it's actually not Tuesday, it's actually Monday we get to.
Monday, yeah, I lied.
Again, we do have the results from yesterday, the popular present rappers, but we're going to hold on to that, and we're going to play Bon Jovi's first song, Living on a Prayer.
We'll be right back.
We welcome you back from a very good song from Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. And what do you guys think of that?
Oh, you know it's a good song when you have four young adults sitting in the same room screaming, Living on a Prayer. Or you know it's a good time.
You really do, and nothing can really beat that classic song. Really, it's one of his best songs I think I've ever listened to by Bon Jovi.
It's absolutely his best song. Absolutely. If anyone doubts me, I'll fight you.
Again, we're going to talk about Rolling Stones now. And this is a very big band also.
Very big band. Very.
And it's a classic. And it's one of another band. It's a rock band that you think of like with Kiss or like any band.
Rock band.
Yeah, any rock band. That's one of the like top bands that you think of.
And they're still touring today. Which
is
insane.
Which is actually, I believe they're touring in July.
As a matter of fact, they're still the longest performing band in the history of rock and roll.
Not bad. And if you really think about it, they're a 70s band, and some of those guys were in their 20s when they Rolling Stones first was like created. Imagine how old they are now.
Yeah, they in a total actually they're all alive today. They're all alive, healthy, and they're still going. And to this day, like right now, they are 316 days old in a combined total of all of their ages. Mick Jagger comes in at 76. Keith Richards is also 76. Charlie Watts is 78 years old, and then comes in the youngest at Ronnie Woods at 72.
72? Wow. That's the youngest. I mean, they're pretty close to age altogether. And again, we talk about rock bands, thinking about them being in a garage when they first start out.
I mean, isn't that how most bands start? They're just like they're jamming out in the garage, and all of a sudden they're like, we're rock stars now.
You know, the classic high school garage band. And a lot of good songs by Rolling Stones. And one of them was like, really, one of the biggest ones I think I've heard is Paint It Black.
Oh, yeah, that's a very good song. Very good.
And a lot of other great songs, too, not to mention. Not saying Rolling Stones has one big song. Just not going to mention all of them because there's that many. Okay, then we're going to go right into Rolling Stones' first song of this tournament. And it's Wild Horses by Wild Stones. By Rolling Stones.
Wild Stones.
Drag me away. you decided to show me the same. No sweet vein exists. Oh, off the stage lines could make me feel bitter.
This song by Rolling Stones, Wild Horses. A very, very good song by them. And really, it's a nice, it's not one of those hard rock songs, but it's a nice up to beat song.
Calm. Relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
You can just chill.
It felt more country than anything, but that's only one song. A lot of other songs are rock.
Okay, we're going to be talking who won yesterday, and I'd like to have a little drum roll. And the winners from this bracket are from yesterday's stream was Little Uzi Vert and A Boogie. I probably said that name wrong, but...
Why?
I don't know why I said that name wrong.
Come on, but man. You're better than this.
Uzi won by a landslide, by the way. 94% for Little Uzi Vert and only 6% for Little Tecca.
Yeah, Little Uzi, he barely pulled through with that one. That was a tough round for him. Oh, man, yeah. I don't know how we got through that.
I think I speak for everyone listening. I bet so many people have their heads or in their hands because of how you said A Boogie.
Or
it's not A Boogie.
Or they have their phone in their hands angrily tweeting at Johnny Wiggles.
At Johnny Wiggles. I hate you. You said my favorite artist wrong. Good job, Johnny. Good job.
I just started a whole Twitter conversation.
The other poll, however, was 30 for little TJ. Is that how you say it? Or just little, I don't know, whatever. TJ. Little TJ. And then 70% for A Boogie. Okay, John? Yeah, okay.
Again, my bad. I don't mean to pronounce other people's names wrong, but...
But you do.
Chris Lampetino at the beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm. But we're going to go into our now second songs for everyone. We got Led Zeppelin again. We just listened to one of their great songs, which was Cashmere, and we all like that song. It was, again, we were talking about it was in a lot of movies and games that we played at, and you really don't think you've heard them before, but you really have if you just listen to the beat of the song.
Yeah, it's one of those songs that you like. You don't really think you've heard before, and all of a sudden you're watching movies and you hear it, and you're like, "Oh, I've heard it. Now I know where I've heard this from," and then you grow a love for it.
Mm-hmm.
Just wait till we hear the next Led Zeppelin song.
Yes, a very big song from Led Zeppelin. A lot of fans will know this song.
Even if you're not a fan, if you've ever watched any Marvel movie, you might know this song.
Yes. And this song from Led Zeppelin is called Immigrant Song. Welcome you back from Led Zeppelin, Immigrant Song, and a very classic song from Marvel, and I'm your host, John Hallwood,
Christopher Birdash,
Mace McFalls.
And Nick Lambertino.
And you can always vote for your favorite band artist at Knights Radio. And this, we just talked about yesterday's who won that matchup. And in a couple minutes, you'll be able to talk about this matchup and vote for who should go through to the round of 16. Again, we had Led Zeppelin, our number one seed, going against Metallica, our number eighth of seed. And then we have Rolling Stones, our fourth seed, and Bon Jovi, our fifth seed. And again, Nick. There's Chris and Nick, you know.
Those are two completely different names.
Yes. You said you've heard this song before.
Yeah, it's like the main soundtrack to Thor Ragnarok.
It is, and
yeah,
the biggest sequence is that song is blasting during the biggest fight of the movie.
The song's great. It can probably go behind any action scene that you put in a movie. It is awesome. It's, you know, it's just such a great song. It's a song that you listen to casually. It's a song that you can listen to, you know, when you're like on a run, something you can work out to. It's basically the full package for a song.
I can imagine a weightlifter listening to that song, and when the screaming part comes up, they just scream at the top of their lungs while they're like doing a bench press or something. Okay, don't even do it. Don't need to.
Please no, John. Please no.
Yeah, I know. So, what we have again? Metallica's up next. We've listened to Enter Sandman, and which was a good song from them. And we think that Metallica, if they go to overtime, if Metallica pulls over overtime, Metallica could and probably should maybe win.
Not happening.
I don't think Metallica needs overtime to pull this off.
I don't think Metallica's winning at all, honestly.
Mason?
If you weren't here in the beginning of the show and when I said that I'm a huge fan of both, so this is my favorite matchup. It's the hardest one for me. I want both to win, but that can't happen. So it's a very hard decision. I can't say. If it goes in overtime, sweet. Led Zeppelin's gonna win because of popularity.
You really don't care who really wins. This is like your two favorite bands. I mean, it's a tough choice, yes, but I mean, either way, you're getting a good band from your opinion.
No, yeah, I'm like, if Metallica loses, so be it. Led Zeppelin loses, so be it. Still great bands.
At the end of the day, it's just all an excuse to listen to music, to rock out and chat.
Really is. And we're going to go into Metallica's second song, For Whom the Bell Tolls. And we welcome you back from Metallica, Whom the Bell Tolls. And I'm John Hollywood.
Christopher Birdash.
Mason McFalls.
Nick Lamartino.
And we are the Rock of Ages. Again, not to forget, also vote at Knights Radio. And we've just gotten word that we believe, we should say, that Little Uzi Vert has broken a record in this competition.
March Mayhem of Music?
March Mayhem of, yep.
Avoid getting
they pulled off the biggest landslide of this competition of all 7 years so far.
Again, and Little Uzi Vert won 94% of the votes to Little Tecca's 6%.
Just amazing.
We believe that is the biggest margin in any matchup in March Mayhem of Music history. And that just hearing that, that's insane. Just the 94% to just a mere 6%. That's not blowing out of the water. That's emptying out the ocean.
And considering all the artists that have been in this tournament in years past, I mean, the first year, what, was a 64 bracket?
It was.
64, yeah. That's actually surprising.
And really think about it. That's a tough bracket to do with just 64 and went all the way down to, like, late April. But we're going to talk about this year's bracket. And, again, Uzi Vert, a big blowout, and you gotta give him a round of applause for that. And next artist is Bon Jovi. Again, the first time ever being in this tournament. And again, from just seeing this, that Bon Jovi's, this is the first time he's ever been in the tournament. It took 7 years. Yes, yeah, 7 years.
I think this is Brit's matchup right here is upset potential. Number 5, Bon Jovi, is going to upset number 4, Rolling Stones. Don't forget to vote at Knights Radio on Twitter right now. Poll is live.
Poll is live, and again, Led Zeppelin took an early lead, I believe, I heard from Strauss. And we're going to look out of all of this, really, this Bon Jovi matchup and Rolling Stones, who do we really want to see to win this?
To be honest with you, I want to see Bon Jovi win. I love Bon Jovi. I can easily and confidently say that Bon Jovi is gonna beat the Rolling Stones. He's gonna roll the Rolling Stones.
So he's gonna roll over the Rolling Stones.
Gonna roll the Rolling Stones.
He's on a bigger boulder than the Rolling Stones. He's on a boulder instead of a stone.
It's not just a boulder, it's a rock.
Mason?
Okay. So those of you who do not know, I have a passion for disliking the Rolling Stones. Just don't like them. So Bon Jovi's winning this. He's probably going to beat Little Uzi Vert and Little Tecca. That's what I want. 100% of the votes, Bon Jovi. That's make good. It happen.
I don't know. I'm looking at the poll right now. We got 69% for Bon Jovi and 31% for Rolling Stones. Then again, it's only, 10 minutes into the poll? So there's still a lot of time left to vote, people.
You still have a whole day. So we're going to play
a whole 22 hours and 52 minutes.
Yes. And we're going to play Bon Jovi's second song, Wanted Dead or Alive.
Thank you.
And we welcome you back from that another great hitter from Bon Jovi, Wanted Dead or Alive. And Chris, we know
a little something.
We know a lot of people are singing the song. We were definitely singing.
We were jamming out in here, and then all the people outside the radio room that are in the class next to us, we could hear them singing. Don't think we didn't.
Again, we got our next band is Rolling Stones, and again, not to mention, you can also vote at Twitter night at, well, I should say Twitter at Nights Radio, and that's really going to do it for us.
Don't forget to tune in for tomorrow's show, Best of 2010s by PJ, Janasia, and...
Well, it's hosted Red, by them.
Yeah, and Red. Meridian. Don't forget Red. At 9 o'clock tomorrow. Don't forget. Also, don't forget to vote. I know we just plugged it, but I'm going to do it again. Adam Twitter, at Nights Radio, Bon Jovi, or Rolling Stones, and Led Zeppelin, or Metallica. Don't forget to vote.
And
I know I already voted.
And we're going to wrap it up here with Rolling Stones Satisfaction. I'm John Hallwood, your host, and our guests,
Nick Lambertino,
Miss McFalls,
Christopher Boulderdash.
And that's going to do it for the Rock of Ages.
Thanks for listening.
Have fun.
Be good
and
people.
And peace.